Just one verse tonight. That shouldn't take long. That's a warning. No, I'm just kidding. By the way, I did hear some wonderful things about our last leaders who conducted the worship service out at Grand Bay this morning. I know that having grown up in small congregations, I know that the brethren there were delighted by their presence and also their participation in the worship. And let's congratulate our lads to leaders and leaderettes and continue to pray for them as they continue to grow in this program and grow into what God wants them to be. And also appreciate all the adults that work so diligently with them. Our text, one verse, Ephesians 4:16, from whom, that is Christ, from Him the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. From this passage, it is clear that God wants His church to be a team. And I use that word intentionally, T-E-A-M. Notice, as you look at that verse carefully, you can see those letters begin words which describe what a team really is. T is for together. Notice it says, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies. Togetherness is what God wants in His church. And that's what forms a team. E is for everyone. Every joint supplies. Every part does its share, Paul says. A is for achieves. And we see in this passage, according to the effective working by which every part does its share. We're to achieve within the body of Christ God's purposes for His church. Not just achieve, but M is for more. Specifically, causing growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Together, everyone achieves more. And it's true within the church of our Lord. Together, everyone achieves more. But I'd like for us to look at that verse in light of another word, and that is the word care. Proper care of the body, that is the church, produces strength for the body so that we can fulfill God's purposes for His church and for this church in particular. But noticing the letters of the word care, notice some other things from this passage. Letter C. In proper care of the body, each of us must be committed to Christ. From Him, the whole body, joined and knit together, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. But He is our source. Paul describes Him in this same text as the head of the church in the previous verse. We're to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, even Christ. And back in Ephesians 1, verses 22 and 23, He put all things under His, that is Christ's feet, and gave Him to be head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. Just as our physical bodies take, a physical body takes its direction from the head, even so the church, the body of Christ, must take its direction from the head of the church, and that is Christ. And just as one's physical body cannot survive without one's head, one's brain, neither can the church survive without the head of the church. And so for the church to be the body of Christ, the team, the family that God wants us to be, we've got to draw our strength and our direction from the head of the church. As one version of this passage puts it, the whole body depends on Christ. In John 15, verse 5, a different analogy is used by our Lord in describing the source of our strength. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. But the same could be used in the analogy of a body. Without the head, we can do nothing. Without Christ, we can do nothing. So to care and to strengthen the body, Each of us must be fully committed to Christ. Secondly, in the word care, A is for active participation. Active participation. Joined and knit together by what every joint supplies. Note the condition here, that each part of the unit is important in attaining the full strength that is needed for the body to function effectively. Perhaps you remember the Peanuts cartoon where Lucy demands that Linus change TV channels and threatens him with her fist if he doesn't. And Linus is bold for a moment and he asks, "What makes you think you can walk right in here and take over?" "These five fingers," says Lucy, "individually, they're nothing, but when I curl them together like this into a single unit, they form a weapon that is terrible to behold." Linus says, "Which channel do you want?" And as he turns away, he looks at his fingers and he says, "Why can't you guys get together like that?" But isn't that a message for us? We need to be together like that, to form that single unit, to be joined and knit together by what every joint supplies. Long time ago, a little child in an African tribe wandered off into the tall jungle grass, and the members of that tribe began looking for that little child to no avail. Finally, one of them had the idea, "Why don't we join hands and just walk, form a long line and walk through this grass together?" And that was successful in finding the child, but it was too late. The child had not survived. And in her anguish and tears, the mother cried, "If only we would have held hands sooner." It just underscores the importance of being united within the body of Christ, that we fulfill God's purposes for the church. Let it not be said that we haven't joined hands soon enough. Care means active participation, being united within the body. R is for responsible membership. Notice the scripture says, according to the effective working by which every part does its share. Describing the church in terms of a body is not unusual in the scriptures. There are several passages that do so. For example, in 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 12, we find these words, "As the body is one and has many members," referring to physical body, "all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ." So also is the church. One body, many members. Paul goes on to say later in that same chapter, in verse 20, "Now indeed there are many members, but one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, 'I have no need of you,' nor again the head to the feet, 'I have no need of you.' No, much rather those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary." All the members of the physical body, all the members of our physical body are important. They have a function. Even so within the body of Christ. Different members, many members, one body, but every member important. Aesop has the fable that goes like this. One day it occurred to the members of the body that they were doing all the work and that the belly was having all the food. So they held a meeting and after a long discussion decided to strike work until the belly consented to take its proper share of the work. So for a day or two the hands refused to take the food, the mouth refused to receive it, and the teeth had no work to do. But after a day or two, members began to find that they themselves were not in very active condition. The hands could hardly move. The mouth was all parched and dry. The legs were unable to support the rest. Thus they found that even the belly in its dull, quiet way was doing necessary work for the body, and that all must work together or the body would go to pieces. Every member is important. Every member must do its part. Romans 12, another passage that talks about the church as a body. "For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ. And individually members of one another. Next verse, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, notice, let us use them. Having different gifts, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith or ministry or service. Let us use it in our ministering or serving. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Having then gifts differing, having different talents that God has given us, Paul says, let us use them. Let us use them. In caring for the church, it entails responsible membership where every part does its share. And then E is for edification. Edification. The effect of each member being committed to Christ, actively participating, being responsible members, the result is edification, the growth and the building up of the body, of the church. In Matthew 6, verse 26, Jesus says, look at the birds of the air, and illustrating the care that God has for His creation. I want to look at some particular birds for a moment. Consider geese, and consider these interesting truths about geese and some application therefrom. Geese fly in a V formation because it takes 71% less energy compared to flying solo. By application, we need to stick together. We need to stick together in doing what God wants us to do, realizing that when we work together, it's less effort on everyone and more is accomplished. There's another thing about geese. The lead goose has the difficult job of breaking the wind barrier, and so they rotate leadership in flying. Geese are a lot smarter than I thought. What can we learn from this? Well, let's share those hard, difficult jobs that God has called us to do. Working together so that none grows too weary and desires to quit. Thirdly, geese honk as they fly. I knew that one. But if one drops out and breaks the efficiency equation, the others honk encouragement to the leader. Application, we need to be honking encouraging words to one another, realizing that a good word makes the heart glad, speaking encouraging words. Also learn that if a goose is hurt in flight, two others accompany it to the ground and give help. The application is easy. When one of us stumbles and falls, let's help one another get back up. If we look at the birds, we can learn a lot. We learn a lot about what it means to build one another up, to be a part of the body of Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 11 says, therefore comfort each other and edify, build one another up, just as you also are doing. And this care is to be given in love. So the solution for strength in the church is to care, to be committed to Christ, to be actively participating in the work of the church, being a responsible member of the body, to the end of edification, the building up and the growth of the body. I conclude with something from history. Happened not too long ago. 1986 to 1990, a man by the name of Frank Reed was held hostage in a Lebanon cell. For months at a time, Reed would be blindfolded and would live in complete darkness. Or he'd be chained to a wall and kept in absolute silence. On one occasion, he was moved to another room, and although blindfolded, he could sense that there were other people in the room. Yet it was 3 weeks before he dared peek out to discover that indeed he had been chained next to Terry Anderson and Tom Sutherland. Although he was beaten, he grew ill and was tormented, Reed felt most the lack of anyone caring. No one cared for him so much of the time. He said in an interview with Time magazine, "Nothing I did mattered to anyone, it seemed. I began to realize how withering it is to exist, not a single expression of caring around me. I learned one overriding fact. Caring is a powerful force. If no one cares, you are truly alone." As Christians, we realize we're never truly alone, that God is with us. But we also have the wonderful blessing to receive God's gracious care through the church, through the body of Jesus. And this care can provide that strength that we need to carry on. But that care must be provided by our own dedication, our own commitment to Christ, and our own commitment to doing the things that God has called us to do. Do you care for Christ? Do you care for His church? It may be in examining our lives tonight, there may be some that realize that having not obeyed the gospel, they're not a member of the body of Christ, but yet desire to render that obedience tonight. If you believe in Jesus, will turn from your sin and repentance and confess Him before this assembly, you're ready to be baptized into Christ so that your sins can be washed away, so that you can become a member of that body of Christ and fulfill God's purposes for your life. Perhaps there's a member of the body that is struggling in some way and needs the prayers of other members. Whatever the desire may be, won't you come right now as we stand and sing?